Thank you for joining us on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, high-level executives, and overall just people that are working their butt off to make a great living for themselves. In this, what we do is we examine their journey, their ups, their downs, their transitions, and also how to remain great spouses and loving parents while managing a full daily schedule. Thank you so much, and I hope you get tons of value out of your time with us.
Hey guys, this is Thomas, and we are here with Megan and Matt, and they are two of the coaches at Iron Tribe 150. And so there are a lot of different gyms out there, all kinds of ranges of gyms, from a little bit real cheap to really, really expensive and everything in between. So I'm here talking to these guys about Iron Tribe. So Megan, let's talk about Iron Tribe. What makes Iron Tribe different from any of the other thousands of, not just the boutique gym, but all the different gyms out there?
So in the fitness world, you have the really specified types, boutique gym, I'm gonna go do one type of exercise, and then you have it all the way up to a big box gym.
Give me an example. What is an example of a boutique gym?
Let's say Pure Barre.
Okay, Pure Barre.
All right, and then you have a Gold's Gym or a Lifetime on one end of the spectrum. So Iron Tribe is really a myriad of all of those different things. You have the small community feel of a boutique gym, right. So you walk in and you feel like it's home, but you also have four different class types, so you're not pigeonholed into doing one sort of exercise. We have anything from a kettlebell and dumbbell-based class that's HIIT training, so somebody that's walking in off the streets can feel comfortable doing it, versus a class that's more of a Metcon strength building class called Power.
What is a Metcon?
So a Metcon is something that's super intense for a super short amount of time. Something that involves really heavy breathing and fast sweating, and you feel like you did a lot in 10 minutes rather than, you probably feel like you did a lot more in 10 minutes than you did in 50 minutes at some other regular
something
gym.
Really long. Okay, so you got Metcon, kettlebell. Okay, so what else do you guys offer?
We also have a strength offering, and this is for our more bro-esque, I guess you would say.
You know what though? Yeah. I was in a strength class the other day, and 3/4 of the class was moms that were probably 25 to 45.
Sure. You want to talk to that?
Sure. They really just love the community, right. And they understand that doing a strength class is not going to get them bulky.
For
but
sure.
They get the most compliments probably from anybody in our gym. So we train them to accommodate for those ladies as well.
Right. So I was standing there, and we had a community event at your gym, and I was standing there with a girl named Sarah, and Sarah was like, she wasn't engaging real well with the conversation. She's like, sorry, I'm not engaging because over there, that's my group over there, and they're lifting right now. And so she like took ownership of that group. Not ownership so much as she was coaching the class, but those were her girls and those were her guys in the group. And that, I think that goes back to the community feel.
Absolutely.
That you guys have at your gym. So you've got the strength, you've got the kettlebell, the Metcon class. What else do you guys offer?
So push, power, strength.
Okay.
And then for our high-level athletes, mm-hmm. we have a class called Perform. And this is our only test-in class. And I sit in my office and eat my lunch and watch them do amazing feats. But Matt is actually, he tests people in for Perform. So do you want to kind of go over what Perform offers?
Really, it's something that allows us to go a little bit above the 45-minute class structure and go into an hour-long class structure. It's much more systematic kind of programming, whereas it's not kind of every day that there's something different, but very systematic as far as how are we progressing in these movements. And it's a stringent test-in.
Right.
I could tell you the Metcon, that's hard to get in, but you think that you could do it, but it's a lot harder than it is.
So what we're saying is the kind of the differentiator is you've got, like we talked about, the big box gym, and you've got the really, really specific boutique gym, like i.e. yoga, Pure Barre, something like that. But you guys combine strength, but you also combine metabolic conditioning, which is, you know, what people would term these days as cardio, but in a different way. And then you've also got something for the high-level athlete. So let's kind of transition into talking about who is at your gym. So there's 5 Iron Tribes around the Birmingham area, and you guys are super partial to the one on 150 in Hoover.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
So tell me about the demographic that's there as far as, like, you know, age and gender and all those different types of things.
So we run the gamut from mid-20s all the way up to folks in their 60s.
Wow.
And that's the best part. They kind of all come together in one community. They're working for one goal. They all want to progress, but you want to come back because you love everybody that's there.
Right.
So we don't have just awesome athletes at this gym. We have a lot of beginners.
Right.
We have a lot of people that have been there for 6 years, and they're all able to come in and join in the same class. It makes for a really great atmosphere because there's a championing atmosphere.
Right.
Everybody wants the other person to win.
So there's someone sitting there watching this that is overweight,
sure,
severely overweight, not very confident, and they don't want to, because they may see the two of you and go, wow, I want it like him, or oh, I want it like her, but they're, you know, probably have some depression issues. What do you say to that person that's sitting on the couch or sitting or watching this on their phone to why they can, okay? Because it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It can be intimidating, okay? Why can those people, with male or female, young or old, why can those people come to your gym and be, I hate to say the word accepted, but be accepted?
I think it's more than just being accepted, right? You want to come somewhere and you want to feel like you can succeed at it, because nobody wants to walk into a place and just feel like they've already given up.
Right.
So we have a great onboarding program for everybody that comes into our gym.
Okay.
We are going to take you through a 3-week course called 101. So you actually get to learn all the foundational movements. You're going to work in smaller class groups with our coaches, and they're going to teach you how to do everything. So you don't have to walk into a class with people that have been there for 6 years and automatically feel defeated, right? We want to set you up for success.
Right.
So that's a great differentiator there. So if you're on the couch and you're thinking about dipping your toe in, you're in that pre-contemplation phase, take a chance.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we're going to guide you the entire way.
Well, and I think to speak to that, come watch a class.
Yeah.
Because we just had a lady that's 350 pounds. She might be not be doing the workout as prescribed.
Yeah.
Go watch her have success and watch her leave with a smile on her face, because she was able to do something that we gave her that was scalable to her ability. Her ability is not going to be the same as when she walked in, you know, now as to 1 to 2 to 3 years away from it. So watch the ability of every different type of person to be in the class.
Okay, so the term, you've used the term class.
Sure.
So Iron Tribe's not a gym where you just walk in, you start, you know, doing whatever. Talked about the class structure and why that is the model that you've chosen to go with.
You're in coach development.
Good. I think that's the model. Well, I think we have busy lives, right? So busy lives is a class is set at 45 minutes. So that we can get
so 45 minutes is a total workout.
45 minutes is a total workout.
Okay, so get in 45 minutes, that's it.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
That's it. 10, 12 minute warm up, explain the workout, 21 to 27 minute class, and then a 5 minute cool down, and you leave.
Wow. So it sounds like there are a lot of people that are coming in, getting their workout done, hanging out for a couple minutes, and then they're out of there, huh?
Yep.
So you're getting in and out, total workout in less than an hour?
Yep.
Wow. That's great. What else is a selling point for Iron Tribe? Not that you're trying to sell something, but what you're selling and what you have is so much more than just looking better. You know, what is it?
I mean, I think one of it is to speak to the class structure as well, is when there's two coaches having eyes on you, you're getting feedback 5 to 10 times within a 25-minute workout. Whereas if you were to just walk into a gym and start slinging things around, you might have a guy kind of floating around, but he might be cleaning and he might be drinking and eating or whatever he's doing, but you're getting attention.
Right.
It's like two people to a 20-person class or less, that's a really great ratio in the fitness industry.
A lot of people that walk into something that they're not sure about or worried about, I don't want to get hurt. And I think that having a 1 to 10 ratio is awesome. Another thing I think that it does, that I've seen, is that so many people, I hear this about food, and I hear this about working out. I don't know what to do.
Sure.
And when you go to an Iron Tribe, I think that the program, what people call programming in the fitness industry. So explain programming and what that is and why having someone do the programming for you, why that is so advantageous.
Well, I mean, I just don't think that there's a reason that we have a job, and there's a reason that people are accountants or any other profession is they're really good at that job, but they're not educated in working out.
Yeah.
So we provide that education where you don't have to go up and look at some bodybuilding program that you go do by yourself, and now you don't know if you're doing it correctly, and you don't know if you're doing it right. And then honestly, people don't want to think anymore. They just want to be able to walk in the gym and be like, just tell me what to do.
Yes.
And then it's just a relief out their shoulder. They don't got to think for the 23 hours and 15 minutes of the day they have to be thinking besides sleeping. So that's what I think that really brings it together.
I also think the programming has to do with making it a consistent experience
that's
overall,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
You kick down the door at 150, you go to a power class, you're going to get X workout. You love it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The next day you're close to downtown and you want to go to a power class because you loved it so much the day before, you're going to be able to have the same guy that programmed the class you love
right.
do the class at that facility. So any Iron Tribe you go to, not just in Alabama, but any Iron Tribe you go to in the country, the programming is going to be the same. So that consistent experience sets you up for success each time you go to the gym.
Gotcha. So another thing that you guys do, you guys talk about not just the fitness and the not just the working out part of it. You guys talk about food. You've got some people that are trained in nutrition on your staff. You guys talk about if there's a need for supplements or anything like that. Kind of speak to the other than the working out part of what you guys do.
Well, today's Friday.
Friday.
And we do the first Friday. Yay! Yeah. First Friday of every month.
Right.
We sit down one-on-one with each of our members that sign up for Friday. So we have from 5:15 a.m. all the way to 6:30 a.m., 15-minute time slots. And we're going to meet with you and set a goal for the month. You know how it is.
Gotcha.
You walk in someplace and you're like, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And it's so big and audacious and super scary.
Right.
When you come to Iron Tribe, we're going to say, you know what? Let's work on your nutrition this month. Keep a food journal for 2 days. We're going to track this. We're going to tell you what tweaks to make.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that not just once. Once a month we do that
gotcha.
For our members. So that accountability
yeah.
is so critical. And then if you're a perform athlete or you've been at the gym for a couple of years, we're going to recommend supplements to take your performance to the next level.
Right.
We always want you to be
for sure.
leveling up, not according to others, but leveling up on yourself.
Right.
Right?
So Matt, you brought it up about the new, and I say the new, the word of the year, the word of the day is busy. Everyone's busy, from the mom to the executive. Everybody's got so many places to go. Talk about the class times that you guys offer, whether it be any of the four classes that you guys offer. What are the time slots throughout the day that someone can pop in and come to one of your classes?
Yeah, so, I mean, we just think about the busy parts or the breaks in people's day. Well, the breaks in people's day is going to be early in the morning. So there's three, and most gyms, there's 3 to 5 classes offered in the morning starting at 5:15 a.m.
Okay.
Guess what? Most people don't have anything going on
no.
at 5:15
nope.
a.m. So there's this many excuses for that. But that's their high volume parts of the day, right? Nobody's working at that point. You maybe drop off your kids before or after.
Right.
If you drop off your kids, go to the gym after to an 8:30 or a 9:30 class. If you're a mom, you can go before if you're a working dad. And then people got lunch breaks. So they take mm-hmm. that. The good thing is everybody gets an hour lunch break. If you're close to the gym, pop in for 45 minutes, get back to your, take a quick shower, and you're back within an hour.
Gotcha. So you guys got showers at all your places?
Showers at all the places.
That's awesome.
Towels, toiletries, anything that you need to
perfect.
Get perfect and primed for your
there
job.
You
And then, of course, when you get off work, come see us at the gym. Most classes start around 4 o'clock. So
okay.
you've got a little off a little bit early, and then the last one's around 6:15.
So there's a wide, wide range of cost when it comes to fitness. You've
yeah.
got some gyms that are, they advertise, $10 a month. Well, you get what you pay for,
sure.
you know, and so you do. You get a key that you can go in and work out or whatever. But then you've got $400, $500, and $600 a month as well. I mean, you've got people that are paying hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for their fitness. Then you got people that are paying $10 a month for their fitness. You guys are kind of somewhere there in between, but from an expense, but why is it not $10 a month? But why is it a little bit more expensive than the global gym that's down the road?
Sure. So people that are really wanting a change in their lifestyle or people that are serious about fitness, you're going to see them kind of being nickel and dime. So if you're paying for a gym membership, you're probably going to be paying for personal training, you're going to be paying for programming, you're going to be going to the supplement store and
yeah.
buying supplements, then you're going to have to go get your protein. So there's all these different avenues that are not just under that one price tag, right?
For
that
sure.
$10 a month. When you come to my gym, you're going to get the programming, you're going to get the one-on-one attention that you would get in a training session as
mm-hmm.
closely as you can. You're going to have the supplements and nutrition. All of that is going to be rolled into this price
right.
ticket, right? So you're not being nickel and dimed to death. It's a one-stop shop.
Right. One of the things, too, that is priceless is this is a day and age of the Peloton bike where people can stay at home and get their workout in, or they can go run by themselves and put their earphones in and do whatever. But here's the thing. Everyone in their heart desires relationship and community.
We're people, of course
we're
they
people.
Do.
We're people, we have to have it. That's why solitary confinement is so bad. It's why they do it in prison. So one of the things you are getting at an Iron Tribe gym is the community. So speak about that just for a second as far as all the different people who's coming in together. And that's one of the things that you're probably not going to get for 10 or 15 or 20 bucks a month.
No, absolutely not. Do you want to take
it? Well, yeah. I mean, I would just think one of Iron Tribe's obviously core values is build lasting relationships. And that's a core value of the company. And I think that's done in two ways. I think that's done with athlete to athlete or member to member, as in, where were you? I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Well, that has an effect when your peer is kind of calling you out. Right. But then I also think that the coaches actually love people and actually love fitness. And if you don't like both of them, then you can't be a coach at Iron Tribe. Because how many times my wife and I have gone out to dinner with members at the gym, or I have sit down and have coffee, and whatever. It's outside the scope of they're my coach and I'm the athlete and I see them for 45 minutes and then that's it.
Right. From a coaching perspective, or the people that are running the gym, each Iron Tribe gym has 4 full-time coaches. So let's speak to that a little bit.
Yep. So one of the best things about Iron Tribe, I've been around the fitness industry block, if you will. Iron Tribe has 4 salaried coaches. They're there full-time, that is their job.
Right.
They are fully invested in the company. And you can't just bebop into Iron Tribe and say, hey, I passed this online certification, I'm ready to be a coach. They have
sign me up.
Yes, they have degrees, master's degrees. 3 of my coaches are working on their master's, another one's getting ready to go and get his master's. So 4 coaches with master's degrees are watching you at all times. It's completely different than walking into a gym and saying, hey, I just got my personal training certification, you want a session?
Yeah.
So there's a big difference there. And with that full-time coaching investment, they're really able to pour into those athletes, right?
Yeah.
They're involved in you, they want to see you succeed. So that is such a critical difference maker in what makes Iron Tribe versus any other like-kind gym.
Right. So another thing that I think that you guys do also is there's a and everybody out there's got continuing education. It's a box you got to check so that you can get your start.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but your continuing education is not like the teacher that goes to a seminar on, you know, how pencil erasers work or something like that. You guys have continuing education that you have to pass, that you have to go to in order to continue coaching at Iron Tribe. So let's talk about that.
Correct. To even start your job, you have to go through the Coach 101, or how Iron Tribe onboards the coaches. And you have to pass that. I mean, it's not like it's just, you did a pretty good job, you get to pass. But then you also get rewarded in two ways. They pay for some of your continuing education. So once you do get a certification, well, they want you to keep it, and they want you to keep learning toward that certification. And then another way, you get a higher salary if you get another certification. So they're rewarding you in like an understanding that as they invest in a coach, that it's going to invest in their members, and the members going to have a better experience, and there's going to be higher accountability, and their gym is going to grow to impact more lives. So it all kind of, they understand the kind of the food chain in investing in good coaches.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as I did in this interview. We would love to hear your input and who you would like for us to interview on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. Also, we would love it if you would give us a review and a rating. What that does for us is it helps us so much in our business and so much with the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. If you have any suggestions or would just like to ask a question in general, please email us, thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. That's thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. Thank you so much. We look forward to serving you.